The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
My God, we all ready for the football!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
If you see a beast, like, you should run, because the beast is really scary.
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour!
Super Bowl 46 ends on a devastating note for the Patriots.
What's the score?
In a 21-17 loss.
Haha, you lost.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Greg?
Well, he's awfully high.
Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though.
Oh, my God, yo!
No.
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
Sparkle!
Some bullshit,
no! I wanted to package you with the Super Bowl, Megan!
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
You are sick!
You know, I'm very thankful. First and foremost, I gotta thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, stop it!
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah! I can only eat so much poop.
I'm tired of watching crap!
I'm throwing up poop.
I only react to what I see with my eyes.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
The Cowboys beat the Giants, the first team in quite a while to win the Super Bowl and lose their opener.
I love Tony Romo.
Tony Romo!
I love Tony Romo.
And we've got a tremendous array of talent here for you.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
When I'm down, the bread or sad.
Take that, motherfucker!
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Crosby's kick is on the way. He missed it. He missed it. The Colts win. Colts win. Colts win. They beat the Packers 30-27.
Robert slides at the five, and he is hammered.
He's out.
Took a lick to the head.
Oh, he took a hard hit there. Knocked himself out.
Boy, he took a heck of a lick, and his head hit the ground.
Vic in the gun.
He drives. He fumbles the football.
Vic is back.
He looks. He pumps. He is going to back again, and he fumbles the football. He fumbles it again! That is three times!
Kick by Sweezins on its way. That kick is up. That kick is good, and the Pittsburgh Steelers win the football game.
He fumbles it again, John, and again, and he just keeps, you know.
He fumbles it again!
Right, Merrill Reese.
And again, and again, and again.
They ought to just put Merrill Reese on a loop saying that.
Last week it was, Tony Romo throws an interception over and over this week.
he fumbles it again and again.
I'm waiting for the Eagles to completely implode. I mean, it's happening, but it's happening slowly, it seems, because nobody else in the division seems to want to step up. You know, the Giants looked all right last week, but, you know, who cares?
Yeah, and, you know, Eagles fans rip on Romo, yet Vic still leads the league in turning the football over. I don't get it. Whatever.
Eagle fans have no choice but to rip on somebody.
Right.
Because otherwise they have to go home and sit there with their fat wives and say, how come you ain't shaved that mustache this week, eh?
I'm Tom. He's John. It's the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. What's going on?
Hey. Yeah, that's right. And there's we got an email this week from somebody who's still confused as to who we are. Oh. So,
well, like I said, I'm Tom and he's John. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Just a couple of dicks hanging out over here.
Coming up, Eric Winston has something to say. Andy Groom has something to say. Michael Irvin has something to say. Tom Jackson has something to say. And a butt-chugging lawyer has something to say.
This sounds like a great show already. Right. Lots of people with things to say. Yes. Everybody's opinionated, man.
Yes. Yes.
So is it Tebow time?
I said that
last week.
Might
as well jump right in on it.
Well, the headline said it last week.
Tebow time. I don't know. It isn't going to make any damn difference one way or the other. I know there's like a couple of Jets fans that listen to this show, and it's just not going to help you.
The New York stinking Jets!
Right.
That's right.
Tell them, Stephen A.
That's right. I thought they played pretty well the other night defensively, but
yeah,
who cares?
Yeah, it was a good game. I mean, they were right there in it.
Let me go ahead. I'll tell you what. I'll go right on record here saying after the first quarter of the season that I said that the Dolphins were on the clock. And you know what? Those boys are pretty good, man. Their defense is shag nasty. So I was laughing earlier in the season about the Jets and only save for the Dolphins would they be out of the cellar. But I don't think so. The Dolphins are going to put them right in the cellar.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, I'm looking at Dolphins and Rams and Cardinals and Seahawks and oh, my God.
Dolphins and Rams and Cardinals, oh my.
Yeah, what happened to my NFL?
I don't know. Got turned upside down. Well, I'll tell you what. The Cardinals, I think, got, if you pardon the phrase, Tom, they got exposed the other night.
Yeah, now everybody's going to be able to beat them, right?
Yeah, really, they got exposed. Who didn't know they didn't have an offense? Anybody? Show of hands? Who didn't know that?
If they just throw it up to Fitzgerald, they'd have an offense.
They can't do that, though.
I don't know why. They never learn. Just like Detroit. Throw it up to Calvin. You'll be fine. Just throw it up. Nobody can take that ball from him.
Well, apparently they're having a problem getting it up to either one of them.
Right.
And I don't see anything with Calvin Johnson. I don't see like major like triple, quadruple teams that are keeping him under wraps.
Just throw it up.
The Lions are just impotent, man.
It's like, you know, back when Moss was in his prime, Randy Moss, man, they just throw it up to him. He'd go get it. That's all you got to do with those guys. That's why you have them. That's why you're paying them what you pay them. That's why they're so great. Just throw it up to them.
I'm telling you, man. You know what they ought to do? You know what they ought to do is they ought to look and see who I'm starting in my fantasy league with you guys every week and just go ahead and go with them.
Yeah, I'm
mashing and crunching.
you are doing very
steamrolling
well,
over the alley.
Somebody else was finally doing really well this season.
Brees steps up in the pocket, throws, and it's wide open. Henderson, 10, 5, and there it is. He's done it. High tops and flat tops give way to low cuts and Drew cuts. Drew Brees passes Johnny Unitas, throwing a touchdown in his 48th straight game.
What the F did that mean?
It meant nothing. I mean, when you're now, what, 1-5 or 1-4,
no,
it means
nothing.
No.
I'm not talking about the record. I'm talking about what the announcer said.
Oh, who knows? I'm not from Louisiana. I don't speak that damn language.
High tops and flat tops give way to low cuts and Drew cuts.
High tops and flat tops give way to low cuts and Drew cuts.
I think to Cajuns, that probably means something that's, you know, there's somebody who's having a barbecue or something.
High tops and flat tops give way to low cuts and Drew cuts.
He's just too witty for me, John, is all I can figure.
I don't know, Tom. I must say that if I had to listen to that as part of my weekly football broadcast, I don't know if I could handle it, man. I don't think I have the intellect to keep up with a humorist of that level.
High cuts and low cuts and Drew cuts and this cuts and God dang it, somebody just get the Saints another win before I cut myself. I cut myself just to feel something, Tom. These damn Saints, they suck.
Dick Wood.
Right.
I can't even get any Dick Wood once I ordered the God dang Saints. Everything's just not working nowadays.
Whatever. You know what? It's a good thing the Saints did win because really... Then you're wondering whether or not they'll go for the first pick in the draft, right? Now it's them and the Packers fighting it out for the first pick in the draft.
All right. Well, I think the Cleveland Browns will have something to say about that. Pick in the draft.
They will.
They're the only winless team out there.
Yeah, that's true, aren't they?
All right. So regarding the Saints, and congratulations to Drew Brees, but this Michael Irvin comment, tell everybody what this is about.
He was arguing over whether or not this was important in terms of the he thinks that the win is more important, and of course Marshall Faulk thinks breaking the record is more important, and I have
really?
To agree with Irvin that the win is more important. Yeah, when you're 0-4, man, get the win. Jesus.
Marshall Faulk, I guess, well, yeah, he I'm not sure he ever did know it was a team sport.
Well, he's from New Orleans, and he was actually saying there that you know, he wanted them to go ahead and tank it for the first pick in the draft.
What I always love is connectivity between my heart and my mouth. Because as long as I have that, it doesn't render me impotent when I'm trying to impregnate others with hope. Let me give you the reality to the situation.
Wow.
Damn. I mean, you know, we're analyzing some serious football there, Tom.
Man.
He is impotent. Not impotent. He is impregnating us with knowledge.
I am an analyst, and my job is to analyze football and make comments.
Right.
I am in my second trimester of football knowledge for this season.
man.
Y'all best get ready. I'm about to lay down some reality from my fallopian tube right on out through my birth canal of knowledge. There's some knowledge, Michael Irvin style.
I'm trying to impregnate others.
He's trying to impregnate others, John.
He is. He's just glad that he's clean from mind and body, so he can. He doesn't have to be impotent, Tom.
Oh, please, I don't have.
Because I tell you what, you know, as somebody that used to do one of those evil drugs, I know what it'll do to you. I don't know what it'll do to you, and I'm glad he's not impotent anymore.
Listen to me.
Right.
Is he eating the poo-poo? Please tell me he's not into that.
I don't have to be the pop. The popper. I was the poppy.
I was the poppy and was impregnated with lots of knowledge. Then I became the popper, and I was not impotent.
What's wrong with the Saints, Michael Irvin?
You have to have a running game.
Exactly.
Shoot, if that's all that's wrong with the Saints, then it's pretty easy to describe, but I think there's a lot more than that. I know they say that their coach isn't there, and I think that that's probably very true considering how bad they've fallen off.
You know, we're just playing around right now. You guys have no idea what's coming. There is such good stuff coming on this show. It's going to be one of the best shows ever.
Really, I'm saving all the good humor for the next part of the show.
This is all a build-up. Just consider it a build-up. Like this Rich Eisen clip.
This was Rich Eisen at halftime talking about something that happened in what was their Thursday night game last week? The Rams and the Cardinals? This is now in the NFL lexicon of how you break up a pass.
Yeah, he almost had a couple of interceptions in this game, but he couldn't corral the football. The last time was when Larry Fitzgerald just face-raked him. And this the crowd here is into it. They are full-throated right now.
Face-rape him! Come on, Larry, face-rape him!
Just face-raked him.
The crowd is really into the face-raping there, Tom.
Oh, the crowd. Hey. The crowd...
They are full-throated right now.
Full-throated, John.
Well, they're really close to Tijuana, Tom. You know, you can really get into some face-raping down there.
It was a...
Oh, hell, Larry Fitzgerald in a game that he dedicated to his mom. Remember?
Yes.
I'm dedicating this face-raping to my mother.
Oh, my.
That's pretty cold to be talking about his mom like that. But, I mean, really, I didn't say it. Rich Eisen's the one describing your play as a face-raping. What do you think, Marshall Faulk? It looks like a complete butt-fucking right there. What do you think of that play?
Just face-raped him.
I'm trying to impregnate others.
Damn, they were feisty on NFL Network this weekend. Warren Sapp was all upset about things. He is. He's butt-fucking him right down there on the line.
Hey, we found out why Denver linebacker DJ Williams was suspended. 6 games.
Yeah. What's the word?
We knew he violated the league's banned substances policy.
Right.
Right? But according to this tweet from, I guess it's Dove Kleeman at NFL Real Updates.
Dove Kleeman. Dove Kleeman?
Dove. DJ
That's like a
Williams.
Terrible secret identity name in a bad comic book. Dove Kleeman here.
In a urine test, DJ Williams gave the NFL non-human urine sample.
Non-human.
What the hell?
Yo, man, it was my dog's. He got into my sample. I didn't know it.
It was what?
It was my dog got into my sample. I didn't know what was going on. I woke up one morning, my dog had pissed in the bottle for me. Maybe he's one of those half-breeds, you know, from one of those strange breeding programs the government put together back in the 20s.
Well, how do we know it was a dog?
Maybe it's his own urine.
Who knows what it is?
Well, it's non. It could have been. Yeah, there's lots of things it could have been.
That is pure 100% ocelot. I should pass this test, no problem. I can see him on the phone now. Are you sure this is ocelot piss? I can't have nothing else. Could you imagine if he used the Wizinator with the freaking animal piss?
Oh, my God.
The non-human piss? That's like Double Indemnity, isn't it? They can't do anything with him then.
How dumb are you, though, to use non-human?
Non-human.
Non-human, man. I don't...
It might be just Country Time Lemonade for all the hell we know.
Right.
Tell me another Country Time story, Grandpa.
Well, there was the time I pissed in a beaker and tried to pass it off as my own. Tried to pass it off as lemonade.
Oh. Maybe it was peacock piss.
Could have gone pumpkin picking. Well, you know, as far as I can see, who's making this determination? How do you know? I mean, I'm sure that there's people that have studied for a lot of years to become a urologist. Why the hell your fetish is that weird, I don't know. But what is it that the tip off that says this is non-human piss? Is this the presence of dog food or chicken feed or something?
Well, they test it. I mean, when, you know, he's getting a urine. He's giving him a urine sample to be tested. I'm sure when they, you know, it comes back something strange, I'm sure.
Computer says this is an alien. We don't know what the hell this is. This is half fish.
I got something here for you. This is great. This is fantastic.
Non-human urine reminds Tommy he's got a present for me. Oh, shoot.
No, this is good. This is really good because you're always complaining about the Washington Redskins special teams coach.
He sucks. He's terrible. Dude, look what happened again. We have a new kicker in week 6 coming up here.
Okay. Another one.
And people just don't seem to realize that they keep saying, I don't understand how it is he is missing kicks, reflects on the special teams coach. Because every kicker that comes here goes right in the toilet. I mean, missing multiple kicks. He's ranked 33rd in the league, Tom. How many teams are there? 32. How the hell does that even work? Did they like have some sweepstakes winner get to come out and kick a field goal for the freaking Raiders or something that's now ahead of our guy? Well, he's out of here. Get him out of here.
Well, a former Buckeye punter by the name of Andy Groom.
Right.
He spent...
Oh, he used to play for the Redskins.
He did a little time in Washington. He here in Columbus, Ohio, at the Ohio State University. You know, we always get fired up around here for games, and I'm part of this morning show that I produce here in Columbus on 99.7 The Blitz, Loper and Randy in the morning. And every Friday, you know, during the football season, we have a former Buckeye in the studio with us. You know, just talking up stuff and talking about the game and team and what it was like to be there. And
Andy, need a new Rolodex if all you're getting is the punter.
Oh no! Well, no.
No. You get Archie Griffin in there.
No, we didn't have
Eddie George in there.
We did have Josh Houston, the kicker. No, we had Brandon Joe, a running back. We had a defensive lineman. Oh God, what was his name?
Does he go to class?
Now we'll get to that later. That's okay. Coming up later. Anyway, that's irrelevant.
Right.
But so he was in on the show. And we were talking to him about, you know, his pro career and what went on, and he was talking about being in Washington. And,
right.
You know,
well, I can imagine
what coaches looked for and that type of thing. Anyway, here, just listen to Andy Groom talk about it.
You got 32 punters, kickers in the league. There's no backups. Yeah, and you've got a trainload of them trying to make it. Well, some coaches are huge into hang time in the NFL, and some coaches, I mean, I was at San Francisco, and Andy Lee's still there. He's made, I think, 3 Pro Bowls. That's who they kept over me. And, I mean, he'll drive it 55 yards, low ball, and have the gunners outside take care of him.
Yeah.
I had an idiot at Washington. He's still there, actually. He's gone through, I think, 8 punters. Since 8 or 9
special
punters.
Teams coach?
Yes, Danny Smith. I can't stand you.
Put him on blast. I like that.
So bad.
He's an absolute idiot also. But he has he thinks he knows everything about coaching, kickers and punters, and he has no clue. That's why he's gone through 9. But you learn things. And just like Andy Lee in San Francisco, kick it as far as you can.
So other dudes want hang time, like they want it to hang in the air longer.
There you go. You're learning.
Yep.
She's like, oh, wait, is that a type of food? Hang time.
Well, hang 10 is surfing, so right. You know, it was kind of tricky for me to get it, but I got it.
I had to leave that on there. I love Randy to death. She's hilarious, but that was great. She's, you know, she figures it out as we go along. You know, she's...
So hang time doesn't have anything to do with anyone being lynched? I think I'm starting to get this game.
Oh, man. So I love that he said, he didn't say...
He called him an idiot right off the bat.
I know, but he didn't say, he goes, yeah, Danny Smith. He didn't say, I can't stand him. He said it as if Danny Smith was listening. He goes, yeah, Danny Smith, I can't stand you.
Good. I'm telling you what, dude. I would. Right now, our coverage teams are pretty good, and we're missing field goals left and right. You don't even understand how frustrating it is. Special teams for the majority of the league, nothing happens. It's a normal week. Everything's perfectly fine. But here, it's one disaster after another. All I want is a normal week where nobody goes 100 yards on a return, and we don't have any giant penalties, and we don't have any blocked kicks. Just a normal fucking week of like 10-yard returns, and that's it.
Well, you know, it's
and
funny.
Andy Groom is a smart man.
I'm sitting there listening because I didn't know about this. And I'm listening. And as he starts telling this story, I'm just listening. And as soon as he said that, I mean, you can hear me. I start cracking up because all I can hear is you in my head.
I had an idiot at Washington. He's still there, actually. He's gone through, I think, 8 punters. Danny Smith, I can't stand you. He's an absolute idiot also. He thinks he knows everything about coaching kickers and punters, and he has no clue. That's why he's gone through 9.
I swear, I'm telling you what, I know there's a lot of fans out there of this show that are Redskins fans that talk to me on a couple of different message boards, man, and you guys know I am a broken record when it comes to this dude. I hate him. He sucks. Get him out of town, and now finally I have the proof of what I needed.
Well, and you know, people could say, well, Andy's just saying that because he's upset because he didn't keep the job, but right. If you know, the guy's going through that many punters and kickers.
Right.
Then I have to go with what Andy. I have to believe Andy.
He's not the first one that has said this either. He's just the first one that we have on tape on this show. Durant Brooks, who is now out of the league that our freaking Danny Smith drafted in the 4th round as a punter. He said the same damn thing. He went up to Green Bay and somebody was interviewing him and they asked him why he was doing better up there. He said, because I don't have to deal with that idiot down here. So, yeah, this is... I don't want to turn this show into my soapbox against my special teams coach, but believe me, I could.
Well, I got to give them a shout, Loper and Randy, and thank them for coming to Columbus because I have a blast doing that show with them. And I produced that. It's on 99.7 The Blitz in Columbus, Ohio. You can listen online at theblitz.com, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. You can get the Blitz app for your phone, listen anywhere on the planet.
Hey, I have an idea, Tom. You know, if you receive the kick in the first half, you should have to kick off in the second half. To make it fair.
It's funny. That's funny.
We need to bring her on the show. I haven't had a goofy woman I can make fun of for a while. She's going to hate me. She's going to say, who is this asshole partner here? He's a dick.
Now, I will be right back. I've got to go to my second job as a Buckeye hostess.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Anyway, so yeah, there's Andy Groom. That's fantastic. He said, all I could hear was you in my head screaming about that special teams coach, man.
The fact that you're laughing is pretty funny. That's pretty funny to me that you instantly thought exactly what that. I mean, I know you know that I know what I'm talking about when it comes to football. But when we talk on this show, it probably doesn't become apparent because I get all tongue-tied with jokes and shit, and I make mistakes in terms of names and numbers and whatnot.
Because we don't.
But
care.
I do know my football. I do know my football.
I know.
Thank you, Andy Groom.
Yeah, that's nice when an actual punter who played there can back you up on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Absolutely.
Now, let's move on to Kansas City.
We're going pumpkin picking.
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
Right.
By the way, my wife will have recorded voices for us next week.
Oh, very good. Very good.
She's going to do it. Yeah, she's going to do a bunch of good ones.
All right. In Kansas City, quarterback Matt Cassel got knocked out.
Right.
And there was a little cheering going on there.
Well, you know, I mean,
Yeah. You know, and I'm hearing the media people in Kansas City who are embarrassed by it trying to spin it.
You know, I could have gone pumpkin picking, but I stayed and watched this game, and I'm telling you, nobody meant to cheer.
They weren't cheering because he got hurt. They were cheering because the other quarterback was coming out on the field. Yeah, right. Right.
Right, because he got hurt, and that's the only way to get the other quarterback on the field.
Castle's laying there on the ground, don't know what's wrong with him. He's out. They haven't even gotten him off the field yet, and they're cheering. But they're really cheering for the backup quarterback, John.
You know what? As far as I'm concerned, you know what? Play what Mr. Winston has to say, Mr. Stick His Nose Up in the Air.
He's going to make sure he's got everybody's attention before he says it.
Who we got here? You were 6'10"?
6'10", yeah.
Kansas City Star here?
Right here.
You're here?
Yeah.
Who else is here?
Channel 5, CBS.
Okay. Before we start, I got something to say. All right?
He's got something to say, John.
If this isn't posted in the paper, run on your thing, this is the last time you'll ever hear me talk to you.
He's just told him, if you don't play this and post this in the paper and everything, this is the last time I will ever talk to you.
Oh. Mr. Dramatic.
We are athletes. Okay?
Yes.
We are athletes. We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Coliseum. People.
Wait. What?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Right. Tell him, Maximus.
Tell him.
Yes.
That was the greatest movie. Well, I guess I'll tell you what. Of all movies, when I pass that one by, I have to sit down and watch it. I don't care if I'm like late for court.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions. Loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius. Father to a murdered son. Husband to a murdered wife. And I will have my vengeance. In this life.
Offensive lineman for an injured quarterback, Mattus Cassilis. Laid out upon the Colosseum floor.
You know what? The real truth of the matter is, here's me being smart because I have actually got a brain. The real truth of the matter is that gladiators didn't fight to the death very often either. I mean like hardly ever, because they were no different than these athletes of today. They were the athletes of then. There was big money in those things, man. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, they staged fights. It was not much more than pro wrestling, really. But then what they would do to satisfy the audience in the undercard, the interim, they'd bring out like all these exotic animals that they caught in Africa and slaughter them. Here's 1,000 giraffes. We'll kill them all just for your pleasure.
Right.
And they would do that stuff.
We who are about to die salute you.
Right.
We who are about to have this corny little planned out charade salute you.
Every once in a while, when Maximus would insult his owner or something like that, then they'd have a death fight, but not very often.
Let's continue with Eric Winston.
Pay their money, hard-earned money, to come in here, and I believe they can boo, they can cheer, they can do whatever they want, because I believe that. Hey, we're lucky to play this game.
Lucky.
A game to come in here, and people, it's hard economic times, and they still pay the money to do this. Okay, but when somebody gets hurt, there are long-lasting ramifications to the game we play.
Uh-oh.
All right, I've already kind of come to the understanding I probably won't live as long because I play this game, and that's okay. That's the choice I've made. That's a choice all of us has made. But when you cheer somebody getting knocked out, I don't care who it is.
Boy, he did,
what?
Too.
And
what?
It just so happened to be Matt Castle. It's sickening.
Sickening,
it's
John.
It's 100% sickening.
100% sickening, John.
It's like Ipecac syrup, Tom. It's just sickening. It makes me nauseous.
Look, you know, have you ever watched a boxing match?
Yeah.
Okay, you ever seen a guy get knocked out?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, that's not something that they like to see happen because it's not very safe, but it is a definite, you know, danger of his profession, don't you think?
And I've never, ever, and I've been in some rough times on some rough teams, I've never been more embarrassed in my life to play football than in that moment right there. And I get emotional about it because these guys, they work their butts off. Matt Castle hasn't done anything to you people. hasn't done anything.
He hasn't done anything to us, Tom.
Hasn't done anything to the media writers that kill him. Hasn't done anything wrong to the people that come out here and cheer him. Hey, if he's not the best quarterback, he's not the best quarterback, and that's okay. But he's a person.
But he's the nicest guy.
And he got knocked out in a game. And we got 70,000 people cheering that he got knocked out. Boo him all you want. Boo me all you want. Throw me under the bus. Tell me I'm doing a bad job. Say I got to protect him more. Do whatever you want. Say whatever you want. But if you're one of those people that were out there cheering or even smiled when he got knocked out, I just want to let you know, and I want everybody to know, that I think it's sickening and disgusting.
That's sickening. Oh my God, if my mother could see me out here on this field, she'd just hate it. Oh, I was never so embarrassed, Tom. I've never been so mortified in my entire life. Jesus Christ, dude, get the fuck over it. You know what? This is what fans do. Your quarterback stinks. The only reason they're cheering for the backup to come in is because your guy got knocked out. Maybe what you should be embarrassed of was the fact that your quarterback got knocked out and you're an offensive lineman. If I was a lineman, man, that would be the most embarrassing thing you could say to me. That, you know, dude, your quarterback got knocked out. Not that people cheered that your quarterback got knocked out. You let your quarterback get knocked out.
It's sickening.
Number one.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
That's number two.
It's not even the Parthenon, Tom.
And number three.
I think it's sickening and disgusting.
It's just gross. I swear, Tom, it's just grody to the max.
All right, Eric. Calm down, Eric.
Who did he play for? Cleveland?
Kansas City.
I know, but didn't he say he's been on some other teams before? Didn't he play for Cleveland? Didn't he come from there?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Pretty sure he used to
remember.
Play.
I honestly can't remember hearing his name before now.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he played for the Browns.
Look, I played on teams where guys had staph infections that they caught in the whirlpool. This is disgusting.
All right, let's take a break. The best is yet to come.
Really? Because that was pretty good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, well, wait till you hear about this quarterback from right here in my backyard, and also the fun party activity that goes on in Tennessee.
Is he trading pants for tattoos or something?
Oh, no. No, nothing like that. He didn't violate any rules.
Oh.
He just did something he shouldn't have. He spoke.
Oh, well, you can't do that.
Oh, say, can you see? Early light, what a party we have at the twilight's last gleaming.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the rampant we watch through the twilight's last gleaming.
And the rockets red flag.
Uh-oh.
The bombs bursting in.
Now.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner get way for the land of
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
I played a lot of football. I played when I was in a service. We played different teams. We played a prison team. And prison teams are gas. They got the greatest football players in the world. Mostly because they have nothing to lose, you know. playing, like their starting 11 came off of death row, you know. They didn't care about nothing, just kill, tackle you in the huddle everywhere, you know.
Hey, this is Neil from 3 Days Grace, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Jerry Jones is the best salesman in the history of football, very much like W.C. Fields. You know, he's got his cigar, and it's like, come down to the stadium, see the Cowboys, the greatest football team on earth. See us play at the Palace. I got Tony Romo. He's one of the top five. I mean, 10 quarterbacks in the entire NFL. And we buy it. And we buy it every single year when the truth of the matter is that they're 98 and 98. This century, that's 500, and that's average by any standard.
Thank you. He said it. He couldn't have said it any better.
Yes, yes. Come on in here, young fellow. Watch the Cowboys. They're going to make all your diseases go away, cure all your ills, make your penis hard, and make your hair grow. Come on in and see the Cowboys.
My little chickadee.
Yeah, well, we're going to make you the quarterback. What's your name? Romo, huh? We'll have to do something about that. On the whole, I'd rather be in Philadelphia.
Come down to the stadium, see the Cowboys, the greatest football team on earth.
That's about the way it is, too.
You know, that's on W.C. Fields' tombstone, right? On the whole, I'd rather be in Philadelphia. That's pretty good. W.C. Fields, Jerry Jones is W.C. Fields.
Look at me. I got my god dang little straw hat on with the checkered board around it, and I got my big 1920s megaphone standing here out here. Come on in, everybody. See the Cowboys. I got the biggest god dang TV on planet Earth.
I want me some glory hole.
Right.
You can just see him with his little red and white striped vest on. The glory hole.
Yep.
Come on in, see the glory hole.
Dallas Cowboys, a big old bottle of snake oil.
Yeah, well, you know what's going to happen this week? Who do they play this week? They're going to beat the crap out of somebody this week, and everybody's going to go, wow, look at the Cowboys, Tony Romo, look at him.
If that happens, I'll be shocked because they're playing at Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, that will be rather difficult.
Exactly.
That will be rather tough. I'll tell you what, though, man, my Bears Super Bowl pick is looking pretty good.
It is. Yes, it is. That defense is nasty.
Sure is. It's scoring left and right, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Dallas is the same old team, the same old, one of the top teams in the league when it comes to penalties, lack of discipline, lack of focus, same old crap, man.
Same old crap. Play well.
Different year.
My quarterback got put out for the rest of the game. He couldn't remember what day it was. But
homina.
He did. He got nailed. And it wasn't even a shot that it was just a normal play, man. He was scrambling and he got hit. It was just the way
he'll be back though. He's gonna play this week.
Yeah, he will. He'll be all right. So we'll see how it goes.
Fine.
See, I don't know what's where the ladies and gentlemen. I'm all confused because I don't have a layout for what's coming up in this segment, but I've been promised that it's great. So I'm just sitting here chomping at the bit.
All right. Let me get to it. Here at Ohio State, where we love our beloved Buckeyes, there's a freshman there.
Yeah.
By the name of Cardale Jones.
Cardale Jones, a freshman. By the way, the Nittany Lions are breathing up your butt, boy. Woo!
Yeah, you'll get your chance.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know, man. We didn't win a game since 1998. Now we've won three.
You'll suffer the same fate as the rest.
63 points this week.
You probably won't face Cardale Jones. He's the third string quarterback.
Okay.
And he's
I don't know, man.
Fan.
We might get to him by the second quarter.
He's not he's not a fan of the student part of student athlete.
Okay? Oh, really?
Yeah. And he made this very clear on his Twitter account on Friday. All right, are you ready for this, John?
All
right. This is the best. Okay. It's hard to read without laughing.
Do your best. You're a professional.
All right. Here it is. Quote, Why should we have to go to class if we came here to play football?
I love it already.
Okay, now I gotta start over.
Oh, sorry.
Why should we have to go to class if we came here to play football? We ain't come to play school. Classes are pointless. End quote.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I got soda down the wrong side. That can't be serious.
We ain't come to play school.
That's why we study school. That's why we get the grades, to make good grades.
I done been playing school for almost 9 years. I ain't come here for that. Look, where's the recess? How come we don't get no recess, man? I've been lobbying for that since sixth grade.
For fizzle, for blizzle, and booyah!
Jesus Christ. I didn't come here to play no school. I come here to play football and have sex. What the hell you think? That's what the recruiter man told me I was going to do. I got pants to trade for tattoos. What the hell is this?
I'm guessing this lame brain wasn't forced to go to class until he got to Ohio State.
They was looking at me. I said, math? What the hell are you talking about, math?
Oh, my God. When he tweeted that, not only was the tweet deleted, they deleted his entire tweeting account. His account is gone.
Third string quarterback. Look here. I came here to sit on the bench and hold a clipboard. I didn't come here to go to class. I come here to wear a hat backwards so that I could hear the things that was going on the headset.
Ohio State sent out this statement Friday night in response to Jones's tweet. They said, "We allow our student athletes the opportunity to express themselves via the social mediums. What we do ask of them and communicate to them is the importance of being respectful, appropriate, and aware that their communications can impact many people. We remind that others may have different views and opinions on what may and may not be appropriate, so always remember not to post or tweet anything that could embarrass themselves, their team, teammates, the university, their family, or other groups, organizations, or people."
Oh, sounds my. Like something that should run by real fast at the end of a car commercial on the radio. Oh, hell. Damn, I done failed Twitter class. What the hell is that?
He signed with Ohio State last year in 2011, but he...
He signed? Are you sure he didn't just put like a thumbprint down there?
Yeah, right. He delayed his actual enrollment until this year because he was attending Fork Union Military Academy.
Oh, right.
I don't know if they didn't... I can't believe they didn't make him go to class.
I majored in latrine swiping, in latrine cleaning.
Yeah, he was the number 12 prep school player, rated number 12 in the country by Rivals.com, coming out of Cleveland's Glenville High School. 6'5".
Right.
He's number 3 behind Braxton Miller and Kenny Guyton. But, like I said, he's a freshman. But, John, he ain't come to play school.
No, he ain't come to play school. Look, I went to school to play soldier, and they made me play football. And now I'm here to play football. I ain't here to play school. I ain't playing no school.
Right.
He thinks play school is them little toys. Man, that's for babies. I ain't playing with that.
Don't they make Play-Doh?
Yeah. Give me some silly putty or something good. I don't know, man. In high school, they was letting me play with all kinds of stuff. They gave me comic books. I like that.
Booyah!
Science. Social studies. What the hell is that? Let me get in there on a 3-4 blitz. I'm good to go.
Oh, no.
Shh. Go to class. I didn't come here to go to class. That's all I did.
Great.
Lisso, padizzo, and hooya.
Right.
Yeah, that was his entrance exam.
Exactly.
Could you please snoopify this statement? Oh, sure. I could do that.
We ain't come to play school.
I almost think it's a joke that he wrote it as a joke. We ain't come to play no school. Nobody could be that stupid.
That's why we study school. That's why we go to grades, to make good grades.
He wasn't joking.
Tell you what, I got a dollar. He thinks the word ask is spelled A-K-S. Or A-X.
A-X-E.
I asked them, why did I come here? I didn't come here to play no school. Screw that. And where's the bus anyway? I ain't seen a bus since I've been here. Y'all trying to play school. This ain't like no school I've ever seen.
All right, now. I got one more story here, and man, is it a story.
All right.
And some of you may have heard about this. There is a, John, there's a dangerous drinking practice known as butt chugging.
Butt chugging? Jesus Christ, yes. How old am I that I've never even heard of this? The last thing I remember stupid people doing was upside down margaritas.
Well, have you heard of alcohol enema?
Well, now I have, and I don't think I need it explained to me. It sounds pretty obvious as to what it is.
Well, that's
alcohol
what,
enema.
That's what it was formerly known as. I guess that was the official name, and now it's got a slang term or a nickname, butt chugging. Anyway,
so does it get you wasted, or what is? I mean, what's the point?
Yeah, well, yeah. Here's how it works. A person basically drinks the fluid.
What fluid?
Into
what fluid? Wait a minute. When the word fluid is used, it's usually not good. What the hell is that?
The alcohol.
Oh, they're drinking the liquor. Okay. I think we're doing some kind of barium thing. What the hell are you talking about, fluid?
And I say drinks, but they don't drink it. They ingest it into their rectum with a tube or a hose.
So they go the other way, the way South Park did when they taught us all how to eat turkey.
Yeah, you know, okay. They bend over with a hose in their ass, and they pour the alcohol in the hose, and it fills up their rectum. And
wait,
apparently the alcohol's effects are very quick and very potent.
Very potent, as opposed to how it normally is, which is not potent. Is it impotent time when it's trying to impregnate people with drunkenness?
You know, it's just, it'll never be enough.
What the hell's the matter with people?
There are some people out there that just, there are not enough hard drugs and alcohol for them. They'll never ever find the high they're looking for.
How much more can you get? I mean, really?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't
get it.
I think somebody should try this. Who should we nominate in the audience to try it? Roman.
I drink a couple of beers through my mouth, and that's it.
I think our buddy Roman, who on my Facebook page is constantly putting up the most obscure death metal you could possibly think of, Roman needs to try this. Whether he tries this or whether he makes one of his friends do it, I don't know. But we need a full report.
It's funny in the story because they mentioned, you know, this isn't the only thing that students are experimenting with. Vodka soaked tampons.
I've heard of that one. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you put those in and it's absorbed without the barrier of the stomach.
That's ridiculous. No, you know what that is absorbed with? Without the barrier of teachers that can see what you're doing, you 16-year-old twerp. That's why you do that. Ain't nothing. It doesn't get you any more drunk.
Well, anyway, early Saturday, 20-year-old Alexander Broughton of the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity had to go to the emergency room with severe alcohol poisoning. And his blood alcohol level was over 4. Or
oh, my God.
0.4, yeah, you know, with 0.08, you know, so that's 5 times the legal limit.
Oh, dude's dead. He could be.
Well, no. But
no,
they believe...
I mean, he could be.
They believe that it happened because of butt chugging. And, you know, he was obviously really drunk. And he showed signs of physical and possible sexual assault.
Really? Well, I would imagine, dude, if somebody's sticking a tube up your ass, that is kind of what sexual assault is.
Well, in the frat house, in the Pi Kappa Alpha house, cops found several young males passed out in their bedrooms with bags from wine boxes, you know, empty, and they were all over the halls and the rooms. And
were they, like, hung up on IV trays or shit? These bags.
It says because the primary job of the intestines is to absorb nutrients into the body, if you put alcohol directly into your colon, it will be absorbed much more rapidly than it would be if it entered, you know, through your mouth.
Right.
It can make you very drunk very quick because everybody's body is different. It's hard to judge how much or how quickly an alcohol enema would affect any one person.
How much faster do you need to get? What is it, like a speed? Is it a race?
I don't know. Maybe it's a different, I don't know. Maybe it's just instant. Maybe it's just, poof, I'm drunk.
Roman will let us know next week.
Yeah. In 2004, a Texas woman gave her husband a sherry enema.
Shh. Those are the sophisticated people, Tom.
Yeah, well, it killed him. It killed him.
It killed him?
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you something, Marjorie. If there was one surefire way I'd like to go, it's with an ass full of sherry.
What a guy. Sherry. They chose sherry. Oh, let's make this a classy affair.
Oh, the old sherry in the ass killed him, huh? That's too bad.
Let's make this a sophisticated affair, dear. Use the sherry. He's upside down with a funnel in his asshole.
Okay, so anyway, this guy's okay. He was released.
Okay.
And here's the thing. Now, this is, you know, the university officials, the statement from the University of Tennessee is university officials are currently conducting an investigation into allegations involving the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity chapter and incidents that occurred over the weekend. Due to the gravity of the allegations, interim sanctions have already been imposed upon the chapter and will remain in effect until the investigation is concluded and final reports are available. Now, here's the thing. This information is public. What happened to this guy and what they have said they think he was doing and everything they did to him and what they discovered is out there publicly.
Right.
Well,
sure.
You know what? We have something in this country called HIPAA rights.
HIPAA rights?
HIPAA rights. Yeah, your medical...
Right.
You know, what's if you go to the doctor, they can't tell the world what's wrong with you. That's between you and your doctor. You know?
Hey, everybody, this guy had a hose up his ass, and he poured a bottle of vodka in his butt.
Right. Well, he's got himself a lawyer, Daniel McGehee.
McGehee.
Well, yeah, and he got somebody who was passionate about it because Daniel is a Pi Kappa Alpha Frat alumni.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, we're going to make sure we get right down to the bottom of this butt-chugging business, no pun intended.
Well, here's the thing. They held a press conference, okay? This is a press conference to talk about butt-chugging.
Right. It was Gloria Allred there. Please tell me she was there.
No, but I'll tell you, there's the three stadiums in this country that hold the most fans are right. Ohio State, Michigan, and Tennessee. With okay. Tennessee being number one. They hold the record like 109,000 fans, Neyland right. Stadium. And apparently they know how to party in Tennessee.
Like, is that how you party in Tennessee?
Well, I was just thinking about, you know, we have a home-and-home series. Ohio State has a home-and-home series with Tennessee coming up in the 2010s. I don't know, 14, 15, 16, something like that. So, yeah, going to have to hang out with these guys and just kind of watch.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be hanging out with those kind of guys. I think it's amazing. If I showed them, like, a joint, they'd be like, oh, my God, you mean we don't have to stick it up our ass? Get the hell out of here. This dude's amazing.
All right, well, here's they're doing this press conference. They did this Tuesday at the Circle Park. This was a week ago Tuesday. They did this at Circle Park, and here's the opening statement from Daniel McGehee.
We have issued a press statement today that he adopts, I would like to say, from the very beginning, at the time when George Bopp, who is right here, and is the president, was the president of Pi Kappa Alpha on this campus. When Mr. Bach went into his hospital room at the University of Tennessee Medical Center, he asked Xander if he had been butt-chugging. And Xander's comment was, what in the world is that?
Okay. What in the world is that? So we called his mother and we said, Mrs. Jammer, has your son been butt-chugging?
Butt-chugging.
What in the world is that?
That's the first reasonable thing I've heard.
Butt chugging.
Right.
Jesus Christ. This is right in the middle of the Bible Belt, I would like people to realize.
What the bleep happened here?
Right.
Larry King. What the bleep was all of that?
Oh, my God. Oh, Pi Kappa Alpha.
butt chug.
Ah, yes.
Seriously.
Oh, that's great. I love Animal House.
Who the hell is the idiot that thought this? I mean, you know, there's got to be the first person that does something like this. Who the who the hell is it? And why does it catch on? Why do people go, wow, look how fucked up Larry is with that hose and funnel in his ass?
I appeared about 30 minutes later, along with the chapter advisor of Pi Kappa Alpha, and I informed him that the reason that I was there was to ask him whether or not he had been involved in an activity called butt chugging. And he looked at me like I had lost my mind and said, what is that?
What is that?
And ladies and gentlemen, that is the first time that he had ever heard of the two words butt chugging, which have now become two famous words across the United States and across the world.
Oh, butt chugging.
Across the world, Tom.
Butt chugging. Butt chugging. Butt chugging. Butt chugging.
Ahmadinejad is over there, and after we're finished with Israel, we're going to do some butt chugging.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's across the world, Tom.
We know how to handle Greece. We'll have them doing some butt chugging with some ouzo.
It's around the world. Tillyard, that means you get to try it too.
John, what's going on up there? Nothing, Mom, just some butt chugging.
Butt chugging.
Butt chugging. Holy shit.
So, yeah, this lawyer, man, like I said, he's still in Pi Kappa Alpha. He's still a member, and he's all upset, you know, because he doesn't like the fact that Tennessee is acting on these, I'll let him explain it here. Now he's going to defend his client.
Mr. Broughton, and it is Broughton, not Broughton. It's Broughton, Scotch.
Scotch? What is that? Scotch?
Scotch?
Is there a scotch called Broughton, or is that a type of...
Scotch is whiskey.
Yeah, well, okay, scotch, yes. I mean, he's saying Broughton, and he makes it known that it's Broughton by saying scotch.
That's right, which means that you know he's got whiskey in that thing.
What?
And it's not Jameson's.
Well, they're not allowed to be drinking on that... on that park, because, you know...
Then, as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Right. You can't be doing that.
Yeah, Robbie, he's gonna...
As you know, Scotsmen never drink.
That's why they talk like that. I can't even remember. We used to have that guy that used to come in that chat room that was Scottish. I couldn't understand a damn thing he said half the time. The Patriots fan, the Scottish Patriots.
Way to go, Tom Brady.
Mr. Broughton, and it is Broughton, not Broughton.
He screws up first. He says Broughton first, and it sounds like he's upset. He's telling you it's Broughton. How dare you say Broughton? But he's the one who said it.
That's right. He's Scotch. He's not goddamned Irish.
Mr. Broughton, and it is Broughton, not Broughton. It's Broughton, Scotch. Denies each and every allegation whatsoever that has been inferred that he may be a gay man.
Oh!
He is a straight man.
I didn't read that in the story.
Well, he's Scotch, Tom. You know, they all wear those skirts and they're all straight.
What?
He's a straight man.
And he thinks that the idea and the concept of butt chugging is absolutely repulsive. And I'm telling you today that the only reason that we're standing here is because of the University of Tennessee, its officials, and the University of Tennessee Medical Center, and especially the University of Tennessee Police Department, has provided false and incorrect information and has perpetuated that this entire week. And this entire media frenzy has been caused by the people who I'm standing before today. Shame on you.
Shame on
you. For having reported lies and incorrect information about my client.
Are you a homosexual?
It's a frenzy, Tom. Look, you know, the university, I'm sure, is just loving all the publicity it's getting from of this that they've created. Yeah. This guy.
The university just won't let it go. Yeah, they just want everybody to be aware of butt chugging, and that's all there is to it.
Jesus Christ. They went to call Peyton Manning and see what he has to say about it if it ever went on while he was in Tennessee.
I want to know.
I think so. If anybody in Denver that is anywhere near the press can get anybody to answer a question of the next press conference, Peyton, what is your opinion on the butt-chugging controversy at University of Tennessee?
Have you ever been involved in butt-chugging, Peyton?
No, just idiot drunken kickers get involved with that stuff.
I am Cornholio. I need picada for my bunghole.
Honest to God, I swear to God, I know I was in my 20s once, right? And I know that I was probably pretty stupid, but I don't think I would have ever let anybody to convince me to put a rubber hose up my ass to dump a bottle of freaking sherry in it. There's no fucking way. I would have looked at him and said, "What the hell's the matter with you, you big fat Romo?" Oh, wait, did I say that wrong?
Wow, look at how gay we are. I am so gay with my gayness.
Right. Oh, can I take you back to my place for a drink? Hey, I have a brand new way to show you how to have a good time.
Well, here, McGeehee has a message for his frat brothers.
I want to speak to my fraternity brothers across the world, wherever you may be. On my oath that I took at the time when I was initiated, I swear to each and every one of you that every allegation of the gross and immoral activity of butt chugging or alcohol enemas never took place at the Pi Kappa Alpha.
It never happened,
John.
We are
men of integrity who pledged at the time of our initiation to be true. I pledge to you my word of honor as a brother in Phi Phi Kappa Alpha.
Oh, John, it didn't happen.
I'll never tell. I'll never tell about the hamster.
Oh, shit.
I can never thank the international headquarters staff and the Supreme Council of this fraternity for the love and support which it has given me and this chapter.
There were times that it felt like they were right up inside me with a warm feeling of, oh, I don't know, like, you know, rum. You know what's funny, though, is that the word butt chugging is used as if it's... Why couldn't these, you know, rectal ingestion or something that's a little more technical? But no, they've got to go with butt chugging. Oh, my God, that's funny as hell.
Oh, well, no, wait a minute. I guess it wouldn't
farted.
Be that. Right, it would be... Right, that's
everything's backwards, Tom. I don't know what to do anymore. My ass just burped. What am I? You've been butt chugging beer. Now with a third less calories.
To all our alumni and current active members of chapters across the United States and in Canada.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
And nobody moves. Poor Bluto. He's all alone.
Poor Bluto. Could you imagine him doing the zit scene with butt chugging being part of the lexicon back then? Hey, guess what I am?
Let's see if you can guess what I am now.
Oh, God.
Love that movie.
I say to you that no such thing ever happened.
Never, John.
Do not be led by the irresponsible media who would rather disseminate false information that creates sensation rather than to allow the truth to prevail. And to the news media who have chosen to believe the falsehoods issued by the University of Tennessee.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down, and that foot is me.
That's right. No more butt chugging.
You know, Dean Wormer, that's Roger Goodell.
Yeah, really, no kidding.
Roger Goodell.
He was the white bad guy in so many movies. He was, yeah. Mr. Big.
Right. About 10 seconds left of this here.
I say to you today, shame on you. You need to go back to journalism school and take a good course in ethics.
Well, you know, is it true that the young man had a hose up his ass full of liquor?
Well,
we're going to find out,
to them,
right?
No. They've never even heard of it, he says.
Yeah, nobody's ever heard of it before, you know.
Right. Well, here's a statement from Broughton.
On Friday, September 21st, 2012, I made a bad choice regarding drinking. That decision almost cost me my life, and I deeply regret it. However, the scandalous accusations surrounding that event never happened, and I completely deny them. The inaccurate reporting this past week has caused me to question institutions that most of us accept as truthful. I am now concerned that organizations we as students and citizens trust may not have our best interests as one of their primary goals. At this point, my intent is to clear my name, my fraternity's name, and to punish those individuals and institutions responsible for the lies that have been spread around the world. Thank you.
Lies, John. Lies. It's all lies. It never happened.
Yeah, so fuck you, Chad. We're going to make sure. Look, you know, I think it's funny that they seem to want to make sure that Tennessee University is the one that is spreading these lies. Tennessee University, who has everything to gain by explaining how their students are stuffing hoses up their ass and funneling liquor in.
What the fuck happened to the Delta I used to know? Where's the spirit? Where's the guts? Huh? Could be the greatest night of our lives. But you're gonna let it be the worst.
Oh, we're afraid to go with you, Pluto. We might get in trouble.
Well, just kiss my ass from now on! Not me! I'm not gonna take this! Warner, he's a dead man! Marmalade, dead! Niedermeyer,
dead! Look, I'll tell you what, my favorite part of that whole movie is the scene where, in the very end, where he leads the marching band into the dead end alley.
Oh, yeah. And they just keep going.
Right. Now, here's a little thing that you know, you'll never know, that you never knew, but once you know it, as soon as you watch that movie again, you'll never forget it. That guy that's leading the band in that spot, the one that leads him down the alley, was one of the, Gerald Sussman, he was one of the writers at National Lampoon, and he died in a mountaineering accident. Dude fell a couple thousand feet to his doom.
Oh, geez.
Like about 6 months after that movie was made.
Wow.
So there you go. Bring it all down right back to reality. Maybe he was butt-chugging up on top of the peak. Right. I'm going to clear the name of my fraternity. Oh, hell.
All right, you got some email?
I got a couple. All right, Julian writes in and says, John and Tom, I still get y'all confused. By the way, I am Bill.
Well, this might help. John always reads the email.
Right.
There you go. How's that?
Right. I'm the Redskin fan. Tom is the Cowboy fan. John does the voices. Tom plays the straight man. That's how it works.
Hey, next week I'll read the email.
I've been listening to y'all for years, and he spells out y'all, Tom. That's pretty good. I love your podcast so much, I introduced it to my lady this weekend on a trip to Abilene, Texas. Man, I'm tell you what, Tom, he is Mr. Romantic. Hey, honey, let's go to Abilene for the weekend.
Let me put on some mood music.
We can do some butt chugging and watch the sunrise.
Anyway, show 205 had us in tears, including my 5-year-old, who probably shouldn't have been listening. Well, I don't know.
He probably shouldn't have been.
I think we brought up Snuffleupagus in that show. And also her 13-year-old daughter.
What's the show number?
205.
Okay.
And a 13-year-old daughter.
Didn't somebody say 206 was the funniest show we ever did?
I did.
Oh, no, I thought we got an email. I thought you read an email a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I don't know. I think there. Oh, yeah, there was one. I think the our private detective. Wonder what he's up to right now, the private detective. He's listening right now.
Yeah, it was whichever one. It's the one that had the Chiefs. Yeah,
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
That one. Yeah, where he was trying to call the peacock.
At all!
Yeah.
At all!
Right.
Right. But somebody said it was the greatest show ever. I can't remember who it was. But I'm hoping that this one tops that one. Anyway, all right, so I'm lost. Show 205 had them in tears, including their 5-year-old and their 13-year-old daughter.
You had the new Glory Hole Days song in there.
Oh, yeah. So that was Pete Sidorn over in jolly old UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, our bookie buddy over there.
Thank you. Thank you for the kind words.
Let's see. We talked about it all weekend. They couldn't stop talking about the show, Tom. They were on vacation in Abilene and couldn't stop talking about the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
That sounds like you should go hit the donation button.
If it wasn't my woman's daughter comparing everything bad to Cleveland, or it was my son saying "et al" over and over again.
That's great.
You guys are too much. Since the Cowboys aren't playing this weekend, I think I'll go pumpkin picking. One last thing. Could you tell Eagles fan Joe Sturr, F you, the Eagles still suck ass? Sounds like one of Joe's buddies.
He fumbles it again!
That's a perfect lead-in because Colin, our buddy Colin, writes in.
Yes, Colin.
This is Colin's comment. Michael Vick, dot, dot, dot. Michael fucking Vick, dot, dot, dot. God damn it. I think we could write a song about that. It could be like a Motown background. You could have a song over top of it. Oh, he fumbles like nobody's business. Michael Vick. Michael fucking Vick. God damn it. Oh, he fumbles into the end zone when you least expect it. Michael Vick. Michael fucking Vick. God damn it. All right, our buddy Dade sent a donation for John's sick mom. Thank you very much, Dade. My mom is feeling much better, although next week she might, might have a relapse. We never know.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, man. Keep the show going strong. Thanks to Dade. And for everybody out there that has not hit the donation button, Dade's making you look bad. I mean, he cares about my mother. What's the matter with you? Huh? Huh? All right. That's all I got. Mm.
All right.
That's an extra long show for everybody this week.
BCRH-forums.net, message board.
Hit us on Facebook at Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. It's a fun spot.
And go to theblitz.com. Click on the Loper and Randy page. There's podcasts there. You can actually listen to that entire interview with Andy Groom. There's other stuff there, and you can find out how to get the Blitz app. You can listen to the station online 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It's the Loper and Randy in the morning show. And it ain't no morning zoo crap, man. It's pretty off the chain. So check it out.
Make sure everybody goes to one of my favorite websites, analjapan.com.
Isn't that where butt chugging was invented?
They were in there screaming for it. Butt chugging! Oh, they butt chugging!
You got to get your wife to say that.
I would say butt chugging? I don't know. She might not go for that one, man. She's pretty laid. She's kind of tied up about that kind of thing. She won't say anything about the glory hole, I can tell you that.
Butt chugging. Butt chugging.
My wife is adorable, and you know what? I make her sound like she's just off the boat, but she's not. She's smarter than most of you out there. She really is.
I know.
And but she says things like, I said, here's what we want you to say, and she goes, what's glory hole? She goes, that sounds bad. I'm not saying that. I said, really good dear. Way to go.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Make sure you're uni-ready with our huge range of practical essentials and home-from-home comforts and get 10% off for a limited time. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Dunelm, the home of homes.
I'm getting strawberry notes.
And a flutter of sweetness.
Without adding sugar.
Clever.
It is.
Yasuke chooses a lactose-reduced milk that enhances flavor without adding sugar or artificial sweeteners.
Mmm, milky deliciousness.
And packed full of goodness.
Very clever.
Strawberry Yazoo Kid supports change for life.
Yazoo, shake it up!
Contains naturally occurring sugars. Milk is a source of calcium, which is needed for the maintenance of normal bones.